Taking care of our waterways will be key in the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel McFarland, associate professor in the Institute of the Environment and Sustainability at Western Michigan University, determines why attempts to clean up one body have not gone as planned.
In the 1960s, the Great Lakes were in bad shape. Rivers like the Cuyahoga were catching fire. Lake Erie was declared dead because of excessive eutrophication. In response, the United States and Canada signed the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement in 1972. This important environmental accord, which has been called an international model for transboundary pollution prevention, created a framework to allow the two countries to cooperatively protect these border waters. The Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement, which celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, included a non-degradation philosophy and the establishment of common goals across the border for a variety of pollutants. The main goal was limiting point source nutrient inputs, especially phosphates from detergents and sewage. That was soon achieved, helped by other regulations and an influx of governmental spending on treatment plants. But scientists soon realized that hazardous toxins and non-point source pollution were big problems in the Great Lakes. The 1972 agreement was replaced by another agreement in 1978, which focused on chemicals and toxins, among other new additions. Though this 1978 Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement made important advances in treating pollution in the Great Lakes, it alone wasn't enough. Addressing non-point sources and toxics was a much more difficult job, and both countries kept polluting the lakes. In the 21st century, PCBs, DDT, and chlordane are still in the lakes, along with myriad other pollutants. The Great Lakes now have a wide range of new problems, such as microplastics and the so-called forever chemicals, PFAS, PFOA. Furthermore, climate change threatens to exacerbate old problems and create new ones. Despite the important progress made by the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreements, the Great Lakes are arguably in greater ecological danger today than they were a half century ago.
That was Daniel McFarland of Western Michigan University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.